Hey, Master Souls. So Stacy here, and today we are taking our active surrender courses into chakra number 2. It's our sacral chakra, our womb chakra, that beautiful orange, vibrant color of joy and creation. So, as we talk about the second chakra and we talk about the surrender and the trust, it's all going to be centered around your ability to surrender to your creative side, to your ability to create stuff in the world, to surrender into the joy of expression and sharing, of taking what it is you imagine and putting it out into real world applications. Our creation and our ability to trust our ability to create is the cornerstone of really everything that you're doing in the world, right? Can we create the home environment that we most want? Can we create the artwork or the books? Can we create the programs? Can we create the widgets? Can we trust ourselves to know enough and be enough to create that in the world? And that's the real question. Because when we trust ourselves to know enough and be enough to create what we want to in the world, then we're in a state of active surrender. So let's break this down, right? Because as we go through that cycle of trust and mistrust, of vision and blocking, what happens is when our sacral chakra is blocked, out of whack, isn't fully being expressed, but it's being repressed, what happens is we have a failure to launch. We have a failure to finish, which is, I know, a big one for me, is that failure of finishing, all of the incompletions that I hold on to, right? And we have these stories around why we're not creating the things that we most want to create. I don't know enough. I'm not good enough. I'm not sure how. No matter what I imagine, what I will actually create won't match the vision, so why bother? Or this isn't going the way I expected it to go. Those expectations of what it looks like as an end result is a huge story that holds us out of surrendering to our creative side, right? Everything that we want to create on this world, and when I refer to creative side, I don't mean that you're going to be playing a lute, reciting poetry, and painting with your toes. I mean things that you want to create, clients you want to work with, businesses we want to release, jobs we want to have, widgets we want to make. So as we surrender into our creative side, the first thing that we need to do is release and clear all of the stories that are hiding behind the actual creation. And I find that my inner counsel is really useful during the creation cycle and through that creation clearing, because that dialogue really is centered around things that you're bringing into the world. So your inner counsel has a really key role in making sure that you have everything that you need so that you can trust the creation cycle. Now, on the flip side, when we go to the fully expansive, you know, version of what it would feel like to create, let's dive into that color of orange, right? Joy, expression, emotion, all of the excitement of actually getting your hands in and creating something that didn't exist before you touched it. That kind of wild, abandoned joy is what happens when you fully ignite that chakra. It's grounded, it's rooted in real life application, and it's there, it's tangible. And in a way, it's kind of fearless because it wants, you want to be creating. We are actually physiologically made to create. In one way or another, that's how we were made. And so leaning into this energy brings us that joy, brings us that that feeling of being in the sun and making something. It's a wonder and a miracle every time we really dive into the energy of what it would feel like to see our creations in action, to see our creations become real. And so this chakra of creation is vital to our own vitality, right? Because this is what we're naturally meant to do on this planet, is to create. Now, let's talk about the surrender. Because the surrender point is that place where we're neutral, where we've taken the time to clear out everything that blocks us, and we've taken the time to really lean into the joy and the excitement and the vibrancy of what it would feel like to actually create this. And then we get to a place where the experiment is what's the most important, where we understand that it's in that energy of, I'm not sure what's going to happen, and I'm ready to dive in anyhow. It's where we release the perfect image of everything that it's going to be like, and we release our attachment to it, because in our attachment to exactly what this creation is going to look like, we become rigid. And we become so certain that this is how it's going to materialize in this world that it triggers a lot of the other things that happen, which cause the incompletion further on down the line, which causes the misalignment. It puts us into a place of force. So while I think that I always believe that creating that vision space and that feeling and what is it going to look like, taste like, feel like, how are we going to embody it? That is totally part of the process. But to get to the surrender state, we need to release it all. Because if we're really going to surrender to what we're creating, we have to be really flexible. We can't be committed to it being a boy or a girl, right? We have to be open to whatever happens during the creation process. Because in any creation, there are micro adjustments and sometimes macro adjustments that need to happen for it to really be created in ways that we haven't even imagined yet. I want you to hear that again. We have to be open to the process of creation rather than committed to the full embodiment and manifestation that we've dreamed of and the perfection of that. We have to be willing to release all of the stories and to release all of the expectations and that juicy, yummy vision to get to a place of neutral and say, this would feel amazing, and I'm going to embody the feeling of it, and I'm going to release the mechanics of it. And when I release the mechanics of it and embody the feeling and the essence of what I'm creating, then I get into a state where my creation is nothing more than an experiment. And we become detached from the result. We're just in it to see what happens. We're in it to listen to the messages of what next, what next, what next, what next. And in that place of creation where we're surrendering ourselves, not to the concept or the essence, but to the what nextness, then we're in a place of surrender. Then we're in a place of trust where we truly trust that we will be able to create this or something more without the frustrations of this and something less. Right? The surrender place for the second chakra, for our creation and for our creative sides, is, of course, the mentality of experimentation. That life is nothing but a grand experiment. And I had this download to create this widget. And in my download, I clearly saw gold with purple stripes running through this widget. And it had 3.5 prongs. And it rotated counterclockwise. And this is the exact vision. Well, that's not the surrender place. The surrender place is, I saw this widget. And it looked like this. So let's try that. And I'm not committed to it because at some point it may need 4 prongs or none at all. But let's find out, because I got this download for a reason and it feels amazing. And I might not know how to create the widget or widget, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring those together and I'm going to surrender myself to the process and the experimentation, and I'm going to continually trust that the answer will come every time I say, what do I do next? So, I expect that we will have great conversations and discussions around our second chakra, our creative surrender. Creative surrender, I love that. So as we dive in deeper and as we have more discussions on this, I want you to notice, where are we being rigid around our vision, and where are we holding back because our vision isn't matching the reality? And how can we be more flexible with that and surrender into the what next experiment? I love you, Master Souls. I look forward to chatting in the group. Talk soon.